Philadelphia lawyers, take note. Brush up your proofreading, clean up your prose, do whatever you have to do, because Magistrate Judge Jacob P. Hart has had enough. Enough with careless writing, unintelligible argument, and enough with all those typos. Last month, Judge Hart cut in half the attorney's fees awarded to a plaintiff. He did so because the lawyer's written work in the case was, in Judge Hart's words, careless to the point of disrespectful. Judge Hart joins us now by phone from his chambers at Federal District Court in Philadelphia. And Judge Hart, it sounds like you are fed up.
Well, fed up isn't really a fair description. It's more, I want to fire a warning shot to lawyers generally about how very important it is to be careful with your written work. 90% of what a lawyer does is not in a courtroom, even a trial lawyer. So no matter how good you are in front of a jury, most of your reputation is going to be built on what you write. And unfortunately, we live in an age where people think they can hit a spell check and that will take care of everything. And of course, as you know, it doesn't.
Now, I know you can't talk about the specifics of this case because there are appeals still pending, but it involves a lawyer named Brian Puricelli, who was representing the plaintiff in a case against the city, and he actually won the case. He did well in court, you said in your ruling, but he had some trouble with his written work and the many, many papers that were filed in the court. And in your ruling on this question of his attorney's fees, you wrote that you would be remiss if you didn't point out some of your favorites. And one of those was that the court in which you sit was referred to not as being in the Eastern District, but the Easter District of Pennsylvania.
Well, the thing you have to remember if you practice law is that all of the things that we get, we read. And it's very important that you not cause a judge to be distracted from the arguments you're making by the fact that you're stopping every three lines to either wince over or perhaps even guffaw over typographical error.
You said in your ruling on this, considering the religious persuasion of the presiding officer, meaning yourself, that instead of the Easter District, the Passover District might have been more appropriate.
You know, amongst my colleagues, when the opinion came out, that was the line that generated the most guffaws.
That was the laugh line.
Oh, yes.
I'm guessing that the final blow in this case was when Mr. Puricelli misspelled your name. This must be the cardinal sin. You turned into not Jacob Hart, but Jacon Hart.
Well, that's become that's how people are referring to me now in the court. Jacon the Terrible.
I imagine a lot of your fellow judges there are very proud of you for taking up this fight.
Well, you know, they've warned me that now that I've done this, I better proofread my own opinions, which I'm now doing like three or four times. It was the first time that I write an opinion now that has more than one typo, the people at the local legal paper are going to pick it up and have a field day with it. Physician, heal thyself, I guess. But yeah, I mean, some of the judges that have taken interest in it are some of our senior judges that I practiced in front of during my career as a lawyer. I hope they don't go back in their files and try to find things I wrote when I was in front of them. But, you know, it's given me much more celebrity than I ever thought it would.
Judge Hart, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
Magistrate Judge Jacob, not Jacon P. Hart, of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern, not Easter, District of Pennsylvania.